Kilda, and hello, it's Pip Adam here, and thank you, Paula, so much for letting me do this. Very exciting to be here at the New Zealand Poetry Self, and I am going to pick a comfort book. Yay! I thought one of the ways to do this was to, I couldn't think of a book that I went back to get comfort from. I'm not a big rereader, which makes me embarrassed. But what I thought I could do is talk about some writing that I found comforting over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah, I hope that's okay. I am mainly going to be talking about new stuff, although I must admit I have found an incredible comfort in poetry, especially the poetry of Bill Manhire. While I was putting out the little daily exercises on Better Off Read, I really enjoyed rereading Bill's work and just the joy of it and the way that it can be fun but also very, can touch your heart as well. Like, yeah, I think there's something very cool about that. So the other books that I read over the last 4 weeks and found comforting were the wonderful Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. Man, I am so grateful to Sinead Overby, who recommended this book for me. I think I would have missed it. I think I would have thought, that's a hypey book, I won't worry about it. But it's one of the best books I've ever read. And the hope that it left me with was just unbelievable. Like, just this very, it's a very big-hearted book, and it just left me with the most wonderful feelings. And Sinead and I are actually talking about that on the next episode of Better Off Read, which is coming up very soon, as soon as I get to it. Whoops. Another book that I read that I found very comforting was a book by Bay Sua, which is called Untold Night and Day. And this is an extremely experimental book, and it reads more like meditation perhaps than linear story, yet there's some amazing ways that it tells story through repetition and strangeness and image and all those wonderful sort of ways of writing that evoke the senses. So yeah, Bay Sua's Untold Night and Day, Girl, Woman, Other. And then the third book I wanted to talk about is a book that isn't out yet. I am just typing into my browser to find out when it is out, but I was very lucky, I feel incredibly lucky to have read Chloe Lane's astounding novel, The Swimmers. It comes out in August with Victoria University Press. The comfort that I got from it is it's an extremely sad, I don't want to say that. It's a book that made me feel a lot, and I did cry while reading it, but there was sort of, it was that kind of crying where I'm both sad and just full of heart. Yeah, it's an incredible book. It's a real, it's an absolute masterclass in plot, and just the most beautiful writing and the most beautiful story. And I highly recommend it. It's called The Swimmers by Chloe Lane. It doesn't come out until August, but it's coming out with Victoria University Press. Very beautiful, comforting book. And finally, I just wanted to say a huge thank you. I've been working with a few writers in workshops that I facilitate up at the IIML at Victoria University of Wellington and also at Whitirea. And I just want to really thank those writers because they have continued to produce beautiful work in really, really trying circumstances. You know, I think people do realise what we're all going through. And I've just been very grateful to read that work as it's been being developed, and feel very privileged always to read that work, but especially at the moment. So I took a lot of comfort and inspiration from that as well. So thank you to all the writers that I meet with every week, and we get to talk about writing, which is a wonderful thing. So yeah, and thank you so much, Paula, for everything you do. You are amazing, and yeah, thanks heaps.